There's a Medrash Tanchuma on the famous Pasuk, Nishomel Cho Petrishka Chesadvori Mishero Einecho, Fensum Lvov Kolim Echayecho, Vohidatum Lvonecho Vlevnei Vonecho, Yoyimar Shiromadus Lvnei Hashem Elkech Bechoyriv. So it seems that Vohidatum Lvonecho Vlevnei Vonecho are connected to Yoyimar Shiromadutu Lvnei Hashem Elkech Bechoyriv. Teach it to your children and your grandchildren. And somuch to that posuk is, what are you teaching? What's this? What's the focus? The day that you stood in front of Hashem, Elokecha b'chayriv. So the Medrash says as follows: Lelamdecho. This teaches us. This smichos. This connection. Shekol mi shemisbatel min haTorah. Everyone who is mevatel from Torah, keilu kofer b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. As if he's kofer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very, very strong language. Why? Shaloi nosen Torah liYisrael elo kadei sheyasasku bo yomav alayla. The whole purpose the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael is that they should be oisik in it yomav alayla. Shneemar posuk in Yeshua shagivagisa yomav alayla. Uchsiv another posuk in Tilim ki im Torah Hashem chevtzoy uvseirosa yege yomav alayla. And he's learning the Torah. He's a geah b'Torah yomav alayla. V'chol oisik b'Torah umekaimo. And everyone who's Isaac Batera and he's Mekayimit, Keilu Kiblu Mehar Sinai. It's as if he mamish was Mekabel the Torah Mehar Sinai. The Fikoch, that's what the Smichas tells me. You're learning the Torah, you're passing it on to your children and your grandchildren. It's Yoyim Asher Amadut Hashem El Mechachorev. It's Keilu Yom Mekabel it from Har Sinai. So the Keilu Yom Mekabel it from Har Sinai, that I can understand. When you learn and you pass over the Torah and you take it, so pass it over to your children and to your grandchildren, so you're taking it very seriously, and it's ke'ilu, as if to me it's as real and it's as fresh and it's as vibrant as if I accepted from Har Sinai. I can understand ke'ilu. You get into the learning to such an extent, recognize that the learning is the Torah's Hashem, that this is Hashem is guiding me. Getting into learning, especially when we find ourselves so confused and we don't know what to do, we try this, we try that, and all of a sudden something seems to come together and we feel, that ki Hashem yitein chochmo. So, okay, that I can understand. But what's the first part? The first part says, if you mavatel min haTorah, it's kilu kofer b'Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like you deny, why? Shaloi nosen Torah liYisrael ela kadei sheyasasku. Since the Torah was only given for the purpose that you should be v'hagisa v'yom v'layla, if you're not going to be, if you're going to be mevatel from the Torah, it's kilu kofer b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What mashaychus? My kesher? What's the connection here? I'm not kofer b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I'm a batel and I'm not learning. I don't have the patience. I don't have this. I don't have that. Whatever it may be. So I'm mevatel. I'm not talking about mevatel when you're allowed to be mevatel. When you're not supposed to be mevatel, you're mevatel. So it's kilu. I'm not kofer b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What's going on over here? It must be that the idea of v'hagisa v'yom v'layla is the pshat. A person is learning the Torah Hashem. That he is mamish. What is he doing? He's if he's standing by Har Sinai, he's standing. I'm standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm studying His Torah that He gave us. I'm awaiting Him to be chayin l'odam das, to be able to give me the wisdom to understand it. To understand the chokhmas haTorah is something that's chutz l'mayla miderech hateva. I can't understand it without a siyata d'shmaya. I put in the effort. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends me the gift. It's a matnas elikim. So if I'm not, when I'm doing that, what I'm doing is I'm focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I stop doing that on a certain level, and by the way, the ke'ilu is, it's not mamish, but it also can't be not shayach at all. It has to be some kesher, some way of understanding that this should be equated to kofar. So it's equated to kofar HaKadosh Baruch Hu because what am I doing? Instead of sitting a yoimon v'layla and seeing ke'ilu kiblu mehar Sinai, ke'ilu I'm standing by the foot of Har Sinai and I wait for Hashem to do again yishokeinim and shiko yispiu, just as He did by Har Sinai. And I'm feeling that, and that's what I could feel, that's what I should feel, that's what I'm able to feel. But no, I'm giving up on that. When I'm giving up on that, when I'm really doing on a certain level, I'm really ignoring HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you the Torah. It's giving you such an opportunity. It's giving you life. This is mamish. This is everything. And he's directly teaching me. He's the Malamed Torah Am Yisrael. He's just like he did it to them. He's doing it to us. And I, in a sense, what I'm doing is I'm ignoring HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's ke'ilu kofar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The learning has to be so, or is, or should be, so connected to the realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Malamed Torah L'Am Yisrael, that He's teaching me. He's the one who's teaching me the Torah constantly. I put in the effort, and it's Yogato Motzosa, and then He sends me the Metzia. When I neglect that, what I'm really doing is ignoring HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since the whole process is HaKadosh Baruch Hu based, then it's Ke'ilu Kofa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because what do you mean? It's not relevant. He's talking to you. He's talking. No. He doesn't exist. He's going to talk to me and I'm ignoring him? Ignoring him is must be saying he doesn't. Because if he's talking to me, how could I ignore him? The terrace is, in a certain level, I'm saying there's some type of. Touching it up is a little difficult, but appreciating what that means is not so difficult. How choshev it is, what a privilege it is, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. This is the formula for life. This is, if we go B'derech HaTorah, then we get tzchar in this world and in the next. The dveikus that we can have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the simchas achayim that we can have, the meaning and purpose of life. It's we say every day, Shaloy Asani Goy, Nebuch, what they don't have anything. And to ignore it, it's mamish to ignore HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if that's the case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so koshur to that, then the learning process should take on a whole new. I'm sitting now and learning the Teres Hashem, and you know who's sitting opposite me? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam himself, and he's teaching me. He's the Malamed Torah L'Am Yisrael. That's the brocha that I make every morning. It's not a brocha L'Bat Torah. If a person can feel that, and Paisos we could feel that, because we couldn't feel that, it couldn't be equated to Ilu Kofa B'Kodesh Baruch Hu. If we could feel that, it's kedai to focus and look what a different life we could have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me wisdom. Hashem Yitein Chochma. Mipiv, the Gemara says a Moshe LeMelech, that he has a big suda, he invites everybody, and to his closest friends, he gives it from his private stock. Mipiv da'asu svuna, takes it out of his mouth, from his own personal stock. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, and a person can feel that. And when we don't engage, when we're mevatel min haTorah, in a certain sense, since that's what the Torah process is, in a certain sense, we're negating that, and we're ke'ilu, kofa b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzat Sheni, there's something else. The next Medrash Tanchuma says, the Pasuk says, it says, V'oisi tziva Hashem v'oisai la'alamit eschabchuk mishpotim la'asoyischem oisam v'oretz. As Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem commanded me to teach you chuk mishpotim, to do, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, asher atem ovim shom l'rishay, you're going over to inherit. So the Chazal were medayik in the word la'asoyischem. La'asoyischem doesn't mean to do, it means to make yourselves. So he says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, kol ha'oseh, ha'teira la'amito, person does teira la'amito, ke'ilu ma'le olav ha'kosuv, ke'ilu hu oso es atzmoi. The Torah considers it as if he created himself. He made himself. To make yourselves, not just to do. You should make yourselves in the doing of the mitzvahs. A person who does the Torah, who keeps the mitzvahs, who follows in the Derech Hashem, Mishpotim, Michukim, and Mishpotim, that the Torah teaches us, that Hashem taught us, that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us. What he's doing, he's making himself. It's Male Olav Akosov Gilu Boris Atzma. Now, when we say the Torah considers it Gilu Boris Atzma, it's not a joke. It's not, a posik, a darshan, a posik will say a thing, oh, it's like he could. There's something real to it. Gilu, it has to be in some equivalency. There has to be something that's understandable. And it really, that's what it is, because without the Torah, we're nothing. What's a life? What's a life without Torah? Again, what's a life, people that don't have a Torah? Where do you go? What's my purpose? What am I doing here? What's this world all about? I don't know. What should I be doing? Nothing. They can't answer any questions. I always think of this, if I try to avoid it, drive in Manhattan, stop at a light, and 500 people scurrying back and forth in 1 minute of a red light. And if you stop to ask any of them, what are you doing here? I don't know. I was thinking the same thing myself, if they were thinking people. I don't know. What's the point? But I'm just trying to, I'm waiting to move on and trying to have a good time in the process. Like, well, what's the tachlis? So this is life. Memela, when a person does Torah mitzvahs, it's kilu he made himself. Now I'm a mensch. I'm a human being. I'm a creation. I'm something. Because without it, I'm nothing. If we were the hair, what it means to be without Torah mitzvahs, that if we don't have chukim and mishpotim, to learn the chukim and mishpotim that the Torah taught us, then it's I'm nothing. When I do chukim and mishpotim, when I follow derech haTorah, I made myself into a mensch. It's a very good feeling for a person to feel that I made myself into a mensch. First of all, b'chlau, I feel good about myself. Not only am I a mensch, but I'm the mensch that I created. But more than that, I'm a mensch. I have a life. Without it, we have no life. So I thought that, you know, as Shavuos approaches, and we know in the calendar of Yahadus, in the Magal Hashanah, that there's always a relevance and an inspiration that can be drawn from the historic events of the past. We don't just celebrate anniversaries and birthdays and things like that just as empty events, you know, it's like an excuse for having a piece of cake or something like that, or of a day off. There's a connection to that. There's a time that's mesugel. Shavuos is mesugel for an aliyah in chashivas haTorah, in appreciating what it is, in appreciating that without the Torah I'm not a mensch. The Torah makes me a mensch, and when I observe the Torah, I made myself into a mensch. What godless! That when I'm learning with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My real chavrusa is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If my chavrusa is sitting opposite me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting there with both of us. And he's teaching us. And every step is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if, in fact, I'm a vatel, in a sense, I'm saying, you're not relevant. You know, maybe you exist. That could be. It's ki'ilu. But if we have a time which is mesugul to strengthen ourselves in these things, Pashtus is we should take advantage of it.